Ladies and gentlemen, hi out there to all our sports fans, and welcome to radio.dominican.edu's broadcast of Senior Day here at Dominican University. The women's soccer team, your DU Lady Penguins, will go against the Argonauts of Notre Dame de Namur University. Here live with me is your play-by-play man, the one, the only, the great Michael Wells.
I don't know about that. Thanks for that nice intro there, Josh. You can even hear my fans over there in the front row. Give me a few cheers, but the cheers today are going to be all about Eliana Mendez. She's the star today, the senior co-captain, playing in her last game ever at Dominican University. It's sad to say that. She's been so great for so long. John Delano has called her before the greatest, quote here, the greatest woman's player I've ever coached. So, pretty impressive resume there. She is the only senior as we see her walk out to the center of the field right now. A couple of career achievements here on her resume. Two-time CalPAC Player of the Year. That was the conference Dominican was formerly in before joining the PacWest Conference this year. She was the 2009 Dominican University Female Athlete of the Year, another big award. That's not just soccer. That's all sports here at Dominican. She's a nursing major. She's a resident advisor and the treasurer of the Penguin Student Athlete Advisory Committee. So somehow she has time to balance all that stuff, Josh, and be one of the greatest, and as Delano put it, the greatest woman soccer player ever to put on that number 10 Dominican jersey.
No doubt about it. Eliana Mendez has played such great soccer for us over the years, Mike. We've heard so much about her in terms of from the coaches, from the players, even from students who say, hey, did you see Ellie play? Did you see
Absolutely.
That goal she scored? Did you see that play she made? She is one of the most outstanding women athletes we've had here at Dominican University.
Absolutely. If you check out the Habit, the student newspaper, in there you'll see an article I wrote making the case for Ellie for Dominican's Hall of Fame. I'm sure there's not much of a case that can be made after what she's done so far. We got hugs and handshakes and kisses from the family members at center field just moments away from the start here. A couple other game notes. Bridget Follin, senior co-captain. Where she is playing is always of interest. If she's up top trying to score as a forward, or if she's in the back line on defense. She's got a lot of speed, so when depending on the lineup that we're seeing from the other team will depend where she is. We expect the ladies to come out today in a 4-4-2 formation. Freshman Mary Wheeler leads the team in goals, and she's not the only freshman that's been fabulous this season. Freshman Stephanie Malone has also made quite a splash, Josh. She had 2 weeks in a row, I think it was 3 weeks back, where she made the PacWest Weekly Top 10 Honor Roll, where they select the top 10 women's soccer players for that particular week.
No doubt about it. Our freshmen have had great play so far this year. As you said, Mary Wheeler and Stephanie Malone stepping up for their first year ever college athletics, especially NCAA Division II. It's a big leap for a high school senior to make to being a college freshman. As I've heard the saying said before, it's light years away from a high school senior, and they have performed to the top tier level of athletics here, and we are happy to have these freshmen here at Dominican University.
A couple more things I got to tell you. Junior defender Michelle Mason is back from a sprained ankle. She missed 5 weeks. She was a first-team All-Leaguer last season. It'll be interesting to see how she performs today. And the last thing, Dominican currently sits in fifth place behind Notre Dame de Namur, the team that they play right now. If Dominican wins their next two matches, Josh, they will be in third place, and they will finish with a winning record. So very important.
No doubt. And third place definitely being outstanding, seeing that this is our first year ever in NCAA Division II competition. That is something that's actually, you know, something that a lot of people didn't expect coming into the season, Mike. They didn't really think that we would do that well. We are in third, which is highly better than a lot of people perceive, except you and me, because you and me both said on the All-Pro Sports Show
yes,
that the women's soccer team would probably be doing the best in NCAA.
I think we both agreed about 6 months ago when we spoke about the transition that the women's soccer team would have the best transition, and it clearly has been that way. Men's soccer, who will play later today at 3 p.m., that game is also going to be covered here on this podcast. They've done very well themselves, winning 4 games. They, too, have a chance to end up with a winning record. They have to win their next 3, while the women just have to take 2 of 3. Both teams are headed on the road to play Dixie State and Grand Canyon. Right now, we got the starting lineups coming out for you. It's looking pretty similar to the way it usually does. Alicia Paulson is the goalkeeper. I see Bridget Folan, Shayna Elkins, Michelle Mason is out there. Eliana Mendez, of course, the fabulous senior is starting. Katie Brown will be in the back. Freshman Stephanie Malone, freshman Stephanie Wheeler, excuse me, Mary Wheeler. And we are just moments away.
No doubt about it. I'm going to read off some of the players here for NDNU. We have Kayla DeMarquez, Lindsay Harvey, Casey O'Shea, Kimberly Willett, Kristen Orlando, Andrea Harmning, Sarah Beiser, Victoria Collin, Sarah Pack, Samantha Pates, Kirsty Barr, Alexandra Cassandro, Sally Olson, Hannah Martin, Tarina Oakley, Margot Restirio, Janinza Flores, Shannon Byrne, Alexis Terche, Taylor Snyder, and Kelsey Baxter. And that is the whole team here for the NDNU women's soccer team. Their head coach is B.J. Noble, and their assistant coaches are Hope Seaford and Ron Schell. That is B.J. Noble, the head coach for both the men and women's soccer teams at NDNU.
John Delano, of course, the director of soccer, wearing both caps as the men's and women's coach, will be coaching the Lady Penguins this afternoon. We just had the coin toss. We'll see which side the women end up with here, and we'll get underway in less than a minute, only a matter of seconds now.
So, Mike, we were saying before this game, third place. And, I mean, that is an outlook right now that many are pretty surprised by. For the fact that you look at it, it's our first year. We have a lot of freshmen, and our freshmen happen to be playing very good. I mean, this is a team last year that pretty much dominated the NAIA. Now we're NCAA. Do you see that same, I guess, those same chain of events happening once we get into NCAA Division II, once we're a full-fledged member? Do you see us dominating this conference?
I don't know about dominating. I don't know if that's the right word these first couple of years, but I have a lot of confidence in our head soccer coach, John Delano, who turned this women's soccer program around and really gave the men that kick in the pants that they needed to get over the hump this year. They're playing much better than we thought they were going to. So I don't know if dominating is the right word, but they certainly will be playing well. Joining us in a minute for the play-by-play will be the voice of your Penguins, Stuart Horn. Notre Dame, Dana Muir has won the coin toss, and they will kick it off.
All right, folks, here we are at the Forest Meadows Field, the Dominican University of California, DU and the Argonauts. Penguins will be moving uphill toward that attacking the northern goal. NDNU moving into the sun.
Stu, that's important because in the second half, we'll be headed downhill on this field. We do have a little bit of a slant. That's important and could give us an advantage in the second half.
Mason with the boot. Looks like out of bounds on the western side of the field. Katie Brown will bring it in for the Penguins. She does so with a two-handed toss over the head. Everybody fighting for it. Penguins moving uphill here. And if you've been to Forest Meadows Field, you know that is a literal. It is uphill. Mary Wheeler with a left-handed boot, but not really a shot on goal. Kicked out by the goalkeeper for the NDNUs. Notre Dame out of Belmont, down there by Highway 280. Katie Brown boots it up the left side. Wheeler's on the run, up the left side, and it goes out of bounds. Offsides Wheeler.
You like to see that kind of aggressiveness here in the early going. Stu, take some chances. Don't necessarily worry about the offsides. Let's get moving forward. Let's get that ball up the field.
Argonauts with the ball now. They just clear things out, kick it over to the goalie. She sets it on a tee there, Mike, and backs up on it. Surveys. Kind of a weak boot, got behind it, a little bit fat. Penguins now trying to regain the momentum and control of the ball. Notre Dame's got it there, way out by the... It's out of bounds now, over by the tennis courts here at Forest Meadows. DU ball. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, and Michael Wells, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon's senior day here at Forest Meadows. Penguins soccer on the air. broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
Quite a throw in that time by Katie Brown. She's known for that signature move. When we get a little bit closer towards the 18 on our side of that field, that becomes crucial. Any ball going out of bounds near that 18 ends up almost in a corner kick situation because of the way she can throw that ball.
That one on the inbounds came off the side of the head of number 4, Kimberly White from Notre Dame. She's in there, though. You got to be pretty tough to be a soccer player, Mike, taking those headers 8 or 10 times a game. Penguins now on offense. Oh, gets tripped up. DU ends up on the ground. That was Mendez down there, the senior. Only one of the greatest DUs to ever live.
Yeah, Mendez. We'd like to see her on her feet for most of the day, Stu. A nice rough tackle. Like to see the aggressive play here in the early going by both teams.
Brown's going to bring the ball in now from the far side. Josh and Mike and I are set up here on the eastern side of the field.
And here's the throw-in that I was talking about, Stu. There it is.
Yeah, she tossed it way in there, almost got it all the way to the goal. Oh, Penguin shot on goal by Wheeler and can't get it to fall. It was a little bit high. Wheeler got a little anxious on that one, Mike, on the inbounds. Had a good run at it. She was right in front of the goal, just a little bit high over the top.
Just got underneath it. She leads the Penguins in scoring this year as a freshman still.
No doubt. Mary Wheeler does lead this team in about 16 shots, but she does lead the team in points, however, in 13 goal points, too. She is tearing it up this season so far for the DUs.
Mendez now working the defense. NDNU gets around her. Now Mendez skips past her on the left side. Back over to the Argonauts ball. Only the one shot on goal so far. Out of bounds, Mason. Argonauts will have the ball in the inbounds.
Correction on that, Stu. She leads the team with 5 goals here for the DU Penguins this year. So we got all the stats in front of us provided by the great Mike Wells. Such great research
tossed in by Arcilla. The 5-foot sophomore out of Napa.
Nice tackle that time by Shayna Elkins. She's got the ball now. Very physical player in the middle there for the Penguins.
Over to Elena into the middle of the field. She spins 360. Flips it over to Whitaker, who brings it into the center of the field. Oh, right off the teeth of Pates. Gets it right in the teeth. It bounces off of her, but she's okay. Well, I think she was seeing stars there for a second. Now a whistle. And player on the ground. And let's see if that's Samantha Pates. I know one of the Argonauts, Josh, took it right in the teeth. Came right off of her jaw. Yep, that's Bates out there. So when I said it too soon that she was going to be okay. She kept running after she got nailed, but then she was down and we have an official timeout, Mike.
Yeah, she tried to play through that one, but she took a shot there on that collision and that 50-50 ball. She's up and moving around. Looks like she's going to continue. Good to see her up and moving. Jessie Haskins, the trainer for the Penguins, did not have to come out onto the field, so she will remain in the game.
Is Jessie Haskins new? You mean the replacement for Jesse Mazza?
Excuse me, Jesse Mazza. I confused him with Jesse Haskins, assistant
men's basketball coach.
All right. Wait a minute, you're on the team, aren't you?
Yeah, both
Speaking
of them are characters.
Because definitely, those guys definitely look a whole lot alike here, Mike.
Yeah. Speaking of men's basketball, I see Alistair Flack is standing here on the southern end of our tented compound. Courtesy kick out of the back now for the Argonauts. Goes all the way up by the Penguin goal, but there are no Argonauts anywhere near it. Paulson picks it up, brings it way out to the edge of the box. Now she goes over to the left side, left-footed boot to the midfield. Brought up by the Penguins across the timeline. Left side DU on offense now. Penguins moving the ball nicely. Ball is, for the most part, Mike, has been up there in the northern side. For the Penguins. DU's now on offense. Here's Mendez. Oh, Mendez brings it up the right side. Gets it between the legs. But then the Argonauts counter.
Nice job by the Penguin defense to keep the ball on this side of the field, Stu. Anytime
the
Argonauts try to get it to this side of the field, we've returned it.
Malone's got it out there in the corner. She tracks. Now NDNU's got it. Oh, a good move past the Penguins. Now it's 5-on-3. Quick transition across the middle. Argonauts bringing it up. Penguins on defense, over to the left side. Whitaker chases it out of bounds. And good move there, DU ball. They bring it in very quickly. Right in front of the broadcasting area now. Argonauts have got it. They bring it into the middle. Penguins now on defense. Shot on goal, and it's picked up cleanly.
By Alicia Paulson there.
Thank you, Paulson. Paulson with the orange uni on, indicating her position as the goalkeeper. She goes left-footed again. That one got up to midfield there, Mike. Follen got on it. Now Mendez goes left side with control. Brown, left-footed, across the field to the middle. Moran, now the Penguins give it away. Oh, yep. Argonauts have it, Mike. And now it's with the attack. NDNU brings it back across the middle, and now it's back into the backfield. Now it's coming toward us here. Penguins chasing it down toward the left side. Still alive. 5-on-3. Dews don't have the numbers, but now they do. Another shot toward the goal, but it's wide left. Mike.
Nice ball into the middle that time by Alexis Turche. Fancy footwork to get it up the side, and then the cross ultimately didn't lead to a shot on goal, just wide. And the Penguins will have it on a goal kick.
The goal kick coming out by Brown for the Dews. She brings it up the right side, right center. Fielded by Mendez. Mendez with the black headwear on, keeping the sweat off of her. Now the Penguins on the ground. Late tackle there, Elkins. Whistle.
I think we got a foul on that play by Elkins with a little bit of a late slide tackle. The ball had just vacated that area, and she got just a little bit of leg there on number 10, Samantha Patz.
That's the one who took it in the teeth there a few minutes ago, but she's up with the kick now. She boots it right toward the goal with a little hook on it. Oh, no, and it falls, Mike, from midfield. She puts the hook on it. It's outside the goal and then hooks in right past all of the Penguins and finds the back of the goal. 1-0 Argonauts.
Just about 10 yards on the Argonaut side of the field from way deep. It almost looked as if Alicia Paulson was expecting a header that didn't come, and then ultimately the ball just bounced into the top right-hand corner of the goal.
So you're absolutely right. Early. Everybody froze, Mike. Paulson thought was expecting something else. Fallen boots it now over to Whitaker in the backfield. Whitaker takes it way up the right side. It's 1-0 Argonauts early in today's doubleheader. Men scheduled to go off at 3 o'clock. Out of bounds, NDNU. Brown will bring it in. As Mike mentioned.
Such an advantage, Stu, to have her throwing the ball in. It's almost like a free kick. What she's going to do here is try to find one of the Lady Penguins for a flick on. She'll get Follen here running up to flick that ball on, and hopefully we'll get a shot.
Inbounds Brown right in front of the NDNU goal. And the Argonauts flush it out. No, Penguins are back on it now. Wheeler with the attempt blocked and cleared out now. Notre Dame's got it as they bring it up the right side. Counterattack by Argonauts. Oh, Elkins tracking. Now they're tied up right in front of the scoring area. Back and forth, back and forth. Penguins trying to maintain control. Here's Ellie, the senior. She gets it up the left side. Penguins chasing after. Chasing after it. Wheeler is down there with one of the Argonauts, and it goes out of play. And it looks like it was out of play off of the Penguins.
Nice hustle that time by Mary Wheeler. Just by herself up top, Stu, as a forward, she makes a lot of Dominican's opportunities happen. Just simply by pressuring the ball and staying with a lot of speed and a very strong, compact player.
Headed out by the DUs, and it'll be Argonaut ball again on the far side. Not much doing after that one miracle goal thrown in by Pates. Pates brought it, Mike, with that hook on the ball and just fooled all the Penguins. Had the Penguins frozen.
Yeah, it's kind of a fluky goal there, Stu. You don't like to see that happen. They had Paulson pretty tied up. Wasn't sure if she was going to get a header. You know, a foot to the right, that might have been a goal anyhow off the header, but it kept Paulson at home and eventually led to the goal 36 minutes in.
Elkins, ball out left to Malone across the field now, and the Argonauts are right there. Picked up. Now it's 2-on-2. Argonauts. The Penguins have 3 now. And they're bringing it up the right side. NDNU's on it. Now it's 2-on-1, and the Penguins clear it out in the backfield. Now into the Penguin bench. Dead ball. And it's going to be Argonaut ball on the near side. Overhead, inbounds, header. Taking up the right. Oh, the Penguins with a massive boot, but the Argonauts are right there to return it. Penguins are now on defense, although the DUs have numbers, Mike. Another shot on goal. Oh, brother, and this one's right over the top, and this one falls. This one over the hand of Paulson by Sally Olson, the 5'6 senior out of Hillsboro. It's 2-0 in favor of the Argonauts, Josh.
Paulson made the effort to get up there, Stu, but it was just over the hands, just a little bit out of her reach. She's played great as a goalkeeper this year, but, you know, every now and then one gets away from you.
That thing was laid in there with such precision. What a shot by Olson. Holy cow. And the DUs are quickly down 2-0 early in game one. A PacWest doubleheader against the Argonauts from Notre Dame Dannemora University. And now a whistle indicating that it's a foul on Wheeler.
Yeah, aggressive play that time by Wheeler. Unfortunately, she got the woman and not the ball. So it'll be a free kick for the Argonauts.
Argonauts with a free kick in the backfield. And this is Kristen Orlando, a 5'6 senior out of San Jose. She went to Piedmont Hills High School.
It's my
and
rival
a big long
high school,
boot.
Stu.
Is that right, John?
Yeah, Piedmont Hills is my rival high school, San Jose, born and raised.
Mendez with a massive header in the backfield. Malone dribbling up left side, up to Fallen. Fallen there just by the out-of-bounds line. Now she spins with a 180. She maintains control, and it looks like it went out of bounds off one of the Argonauts. It did. Brown won with the inbounds. Penguins have a good opportunity here to attack. Inbounds. Oh, just over the head of Mendez, a little bit deep. And now Brown nails it right into the arm of Victoria Collin. Collin, a 5'1" sophomore, goes out of bounds off of her arm. It's going to be a corner kick to you. Short in. Mendez dribbles it up from the left side. She takes a shot on goal, and it's slammed right into the goalkeeper.
Nice play that time as we caught the Argonauts sleeping a little bit. Katie Brown just taps it in from the corner to Mendez, who gets a good shot on goal, and a nice play that time.
Is this her?
By Kelsey Baxter.
Okay, so Baxter with a save there. Two-handed grab by Baxter. Now it's out of bounds right in front of the scoring area, which is directly opposite the opulent broadcasting area here at Forest Meadows, where the Penguins are currently down 2-0 in the first period. PacWest Soccer. Josh, I almost made that mistake. We've got to get over that.
I'm telling you, we've been calling CalPac games for
CalPac
so long. CalPac's no more. It's all about the PacWest and the NCAA. We're with the big boys now, Stu, or the big girls, as we should say.
Christine Coleman boots it all the way up the field, saved by Wheeler right on the line. She slides out of bounds and a whistle. She slides right out of bounds there, and then a whistle, and it will be Argonaut ball. Michael will be brought back in by Orlando. Orlando, the 5'6 senior. A short boot, still not across the timeline. Mendez on defense. She's right there, tying things up. Oh, it gets right between the legs of the Penguins. Everybody clears out now. Notre Dame off the head in the backfield. Penguins have got it. They're going to take it up Ellie. She goes left side. Brown now up the left. Brown, oh, beats her man. Brown now works it up the left side. She goes back and forth from foot to foot across. Left-footed off the head. Shot on goal, no.
Nice try that time by Follin. Just wide to the left side. She didn't exactly get her shoulder square, and that's why she missed that opportunity.
Right off of the side kick there to Follin's head, and she went for it. But she missed it a little wide left, Mike, just a little bit. About 3 feet. This will be brought in now by Baxter. Baxter, the goalkeeper. She's up there guarding that northern hoop, or the northern goal, I should say. It's almost a hoop, Josh.
Almost.
Josh
about.
Gave me that look.
Because I was about to call it a hoop myself.
I can feel the look coming whenever I make an error. These guys all over me. Mendez now with the shot, but she's way back there. She's just trying to get good position for the DUs. Out of bounds on the left side. That would be the western side, Mike.
Stu, the 2-0 score with the Argonauts leading is unfortunate because if we had a stopwatch, I'm pretty sure we would have been you'd find that we're dominating the possession about 60-40 right now. Just two great shots is all it took, and they have two goals here in the first 15 minutes.
30 minutes to go in the first half.
Well, Notre Dame sure is being efficient with their play, Stu. They're able to get the scores when they need them. DU just needs to capitalize on their mistakes and on the opportunities, and we'll definitely be back in this game.
Am I wrong, Josh, or has the ball seemed like it's been up in that northern end of the field the whole time? It's just the Penguins are down to.
It has, definitely. I mean, it seems like the Penguins have, like Mike said, they've had the possession at least 60-40 here, and they've played great soccer so far. It's just the scoreboard is not too reflective of that.
Mendez to Whitaker, drifting across to the right side. Up to Follin, who's right there. Shot on goal, comes off of Baxter's chest, bounces off her, and then out of play.
Nice flick on that time by Follin. Still, we'll end up with a corner kick out of this. I believe Katie Brown, who's our specialist, will come and take that. Mendez will join her, and hopefully we can catch the Argonauts sleeping too. Just by having both players over there, Stu, you draw that girl right there. I think that's number 16, Wisterio, who has to sit there and contest.
Corner kick for the DUs didn't work. Penguins are trying the shorty, and they don't do it. Coleman now on defense. She brings it. Now she's gotten wrapped up by the Argonauts. The Penguins are on defense, and it's just cleared out by the DUs. Heads-up play there, Mike.
By Michelle Mason. Kind of nice of her not to drill us with that one. It looked like she placed it just to the side. We could have been in trouble there.
Right in front of the broadcasting area. She could have taken out the whole thing. This one's inbounds now by Wisterio. Wisterio, the 5'2 sophomore out of Sacramento. It's cleared by Moran. It's back out of play and down there by the creek.
Yeah, she'll get another chance here, Stu, right in front of the hostile Dominican fans.
Penguin fans going nuts. Place is loaded with Penguin fans on senior day here. Radio.Dominican.edu with your worldwide broadcast, podcast style, from Forest Meadows. Out here at the Forest Meadows Field, where the arch rivals Notre Dame, Dana Moore in the house. Now a shot on goal, left-footed toward the Penguins' goal, out of play. It's missed wide right from the left side. Wisterio went at it, the 5'2 sophomore out of Sacramento.
Couple obvious mistakes here early by the Penguins, Stu. They seem to be falling asleep a little bit in the back, and that's reflective of the score and how the play has gone on this side of the field. When we keep it on this northern side, our attacking side, we're fine. But it's when we're right here in the back that we seem to have some lapses in judgment here.
Devin Weber helping us out here in the broadcasting area, Mike, with the call. Uh-oh, shot on goal, Penguins. Uh-oh, Penguins are in trouble. And clearing it out, the DUs. Coleman cleared it out as the ball was saved by the DU goalie.
We're going to end up here with a corner kick, Stu, but that looked pretty close. Might have been offsides. I think that linesman down there, kind of like our defense in this first half, was snoozing also.
Paulson with a great save, but then she couldn't hang on to it. It was dead ball right in front of her, and one of the DUs ran up and cleared it out, just booted it way out of bounds just to stop the action, because that was a dead ball in front of a wide-open goal. Now a corner kick is too deep, and this one goes all the way across the field and chased down by the Argonauts, but it's out of play.
Great ball that time on the corner kick, but Malone was smart enough to shield the Argonaut attacker away from that ball, and we're going to end up with throwing.
2-0. First half. 27 minutes to go in this first half, senior day. And the throw-in by the Penguins, and the Penguins do maintain control. Back and forth, back and forth. Coleman now with a short clearance, and the DU's got it. No, the DU's are on defense. Argonauts have got it. Now they're bringing it back from our right to left, moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, folks. Downhill, the Argonauts, and they're currently leading 2-0. Penguins attacking that northern goal. And the Penguins are on defense still. Now it's 2-on-2, and the Argonauts are going to back it up. Elkins booted up, and it's cleared out by Notre Dame. Ball off of somebody's head there, Mike, in the middle of the...
Mason with a nice header to win that ball, and here comes Mendez with a shot up top. Here's Follin. She's got a chance.
One-on-one.
Oh,
no! It goes over the goalie. Shot on goal by Follin, and Bridget with the score, 2-1. Penguins coming back. Period 1, 26 and a half minutes to go, Josh, and a great touch shot there by Follin.
No doubt about it. Bridget Follin, she's a former Cal Pack player honoree. Also, she was her freshman year here at Dominican University. So Bridget Follin, we're used to seeing a lot of great play from her, and she does not disappoint us on that one, Stu.
One bounce on the assist by Mendez, snuck over the head of Baxter, Mike.
All started on that header by Mason right up top to Mendez, who sent it into Follin for the goal. Nice play that time by the Penguins, and we cut that lead in half with a lot of time here left to play and plenty of time to come back.
Brown will throw it in as the Penguins have it cleared out, and it goes out of play. DU ball. She does so, and now it's into the Penguin bench, and it's off of one of the Argonauts. DU will maintain control, considerably closer to the goal. 2-1. Penguins down by only one in this first half action after the touch goal by Bridget Follin.
Stu, you get the feeling like two goals is not going to decide this game. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw three, maybe even four, by the winning team.
25 minutes to go, fans.
Well, that would definitely be a high-scoring game when you look at soccer, Mike. Anytime you get up in the fours, the fives, or anything like that, you're definitely looking at a real high-paced, exciting soccer match.
Yeah, we've seen three goals thus far in just 20 minutes.
All right, now the inbounds for the Penguins is thrown back in by Brown. And Brown gets a lot of heaving, Mike, across the field. She gets all that inbounds work.
She's going to get another chance here with the corner. Nice play by Ellie to contest that and give us a shot here.
Brown now the corner kick. She stands all alone over there in the spotlight. And she brings it a little bit deep, way past the goal. It's off the head of Elkins, who tried to save it, but she couldn't do it, and it goes out on the long end.
Yeah, just a touch too long. That time we had Wheeler headed front post, Elkins headed back post, but Brown took her about 3 yards too deep.
Baxter will bring it now, the goalkeeper for the Argonauts. She boots it way up the left side with Hook. Fallen gets ahead on it, and now Mendez gets in there. She gets tied up. Mendez with the touch. Left side now, Malone. She brings it up. Penguins were thinking about setting up a play, but the Argonauts clear it out, and it's out of play.
Not a good goal kick that time by Baxter. Almost got herself into some trouble.
Baxter's had three good saves so far. The one miss is she ran up on the ball that bounced right over her head as Fallen touched it in. 2-1 in favor of the Argonauts. We're still in the first half, 24 minutes to go, fans. Penguin Soccer on radio.dominican.edu. Happy to be bringing it to you, Coach Delano style. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, Michael Wells, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon's big soccer event here at Forest Meadows.
Yes, sir. Best
Penguins
this side of Earth, Stu.
All right. Left side, Coleman clears it out. Now the Penguins on offense. Right up at the timeline, they bring it across.
Impressive turnout also, Stu, for a 1 o'clock game like this.
Good
a lot
call.
Of kids have classes. Nice to see these fans out here.
On a Thursday, you're right. Shot on goal by the Penguins. And it's taken down by Baxter. Who made the shot on that?
Alex Moran.
Moran with the cross. All right, thank you, Josh.
No doubt about it.
Up the right side now. Counterattack very quickly by the Argonauts. Brown's got a foot on it with a touch, and it's out of play, and I think it's going to be Penguin ball. Mike, you think Brown will bring this one in? She's running after it.
Yeah, Brown's carries quite the load as far as the throw-ins go, and she plays defense on that side, so she'll take this good opportunity to move us up the field quite a bit.
23 minutes to go, fans, in the first half. 2-1. Argonauts on top. Argonauts scored two quickly, Josh, and then the Penguins kind of battled back and got that nice touch goal by Bridget. Penguins inbound. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, it's all right. Too great. Awareness Fallen by
now
Bridget
on the inbound. And the Penguins bring it back up now. Mendez trying to get something going. Ooh, boy, that was close to touching her hands, but it didn't. Now Brown gets it off the shoulder right in front of the scoring area. It's directly across from us. And now it's just, boy, it's got to be close to the out-of-bounds line. Now right across the middle, Mendez brings it up. Argonauts, Whitaker gets it between the legs of the defender. She boots it way up the left side. Toward Fallen. Oh, the Penguins have a little something going up there on the deep side. Wheeler traps it in the corner. She's up the right side. Now she brings it back, and it's out of bounds. Baxter picks it up.
Couldn't cut it back quite enough. Nice job by Mendez with the switch to get the ball to the other side of the field and ultimately give us that opportunity up the right side of the field.
Baxter now is going to bring it in from right under the goal.
Another poor goal kick there, Stu. She's really having trouble getting that ball very far, just outside of the 18 and not very high, kind of on a line.
Hey, you're right. There wasn't much on that one. It's like she missed it. Now the Argonauts are going to bring it up, and the Penguins twist things up and clear it out. Brown boots it out of bounds just to slow down the action. The Argonauts were making a move there, Mike.
Yeah, we're lucky we got that ball cleared and out of bounds because Rosterio was unguarded coming up, creeping the left side up the field.
Inbounds for the Argonauts. Now it's a loose ball over there by the tennis courts. And oh, it almost went into the tennis courts, Josh.
No doubt about it. Went in the tennis courts here on this obstacle of a field we have at Forest Meadows. It goes up, it goes down, it loops forward. It's interesting, but
the future sign of the Field of Dreams.
No doubt. Field of Dreams coming here soon enough. Our athletic director, Terry Toomey, is working on that every day. Trying to raise
huge priority to get us a Field of Dreams here, a synthetic field. Now it's an inbounds. Elkins now with the header. Argonauts have got it now. They're down right in front of the goal. Now they're putting something together. Penguins, though, jump on it. Brown has something to say about it. Cross in front of the goal. Penguins getting ready for something. Now it's booted back out left side. Penguins on defense trying to clear it out. Penguins down. Now they're back up. Feet flying. Everybody's everywhere. It's out of play. And it went out of bounds off of the Argonauts. No. They called it out off of the DUs, and I thought it was booted out off of the Argonauts.
Yeah, I think he missed that one. I think that ball was off for Stereo. We should end up with a throw-in, but Argonauts will have a good opportunity here.
Mendez has got it on the turnaround. She flips it up to the middle of the field. Wheeler's got it. She looks around and clears it out into the first row of the Penguin grandstands.
Yeah, she was looking for Moran to run up the sideline. Didn't have it. A little miscommunication and perhaps a little bit too much on it. We're going to get a handball here. We're going to get a handball here on Wheeler still.
No doubt
on the
about
inbounds.
It.
Sorry, Josh.
Oh, it's all right. Stu, that was playing his day. I did see Mary Wheeler just get a hand on it. She tried to sort of jerk it down a little bit and keep the refs from noticing, but they catch it. We definitely have great officials here who come to officiate our games at Dominican University. So
here's Pats again, who had an excellent kick the last time around. She's getting heckled by the fans quite a bit, and this one is a beauty. Another
right
opportunity.
Part of the Penguins' goal, and Paulson with the save. Sorry about that, Mike. I got all excited. I didn't mean to jump on top of you. Paulson's got it. She brings it out to the edge of the box with a monster boot way past midfield, Mike. And the ball's alive. Penguins are on defense. Everybody gets twisted up. Now the Penguins are back on defense, Josh. Now they're bringing it up. Penguin fans are going crazy. Whitaker now across the middle. Saved by the Argonauts. A good move there by Tershey. That's Alexis Tershey, a 5'3" freshman out of Sunnyvale. Tackled by Moran and a big whistle.
Moran came down with the intense slide tackle.
Got it from behind. And
right there from behind.
Popping up was Risterio. Wasn't Risterio the one that broke your hand? She sure did.
Here we go again, Stu. We got Pats with the ball for this kick, this free kick, and this has been trouble.
This is
Paulson
exactly
has struggled
the spot
with this earlier.
Exact spot, Mike, that Pats scored earlier, and this one is not hooked as much. Near post, Penguins pick it up.
It's a great save by Alicia Paulson, the junior from Santa Rosa, California. She's played great soccer for us for the past over the past three seasons.
That was a great save.
It'd be nice if we didn't foul so much quite like we are on our end of the field because they've scored on two set pieces.
Whitaker now brings it up after the Argonauts cleared it out. In front of the Argonauts goal now. Mendez gets in there and stirs things up. It just trickles out of bounds. Out of bounds. Now a buzzer. Oh, the Penguins were going to try and sneak one back in, but it's Argonaut ball. That was clearly out off of the Penguins. I didn't know why they were going for the throw-in.
Sometimes, Stu, in soccer, if you can just sneak in there and throw the ball in, if the other team doesn't go for it confidently and aggressively, you end up taking it, and the ref just kind of lets it go.
Casey O'Shea and Margo Risterio are out. In their place is Sarah Beiser and Sarah Pock. Pock and Beiser in on the rotation. Penguins starters are still in there. Fallon's got the ball in the right corner now. She brings it up now across, right in front of the goal. Live ball saved by, oh, brother, and the Penguins got all over it. Now everybody falls on top of each other. Baxter gets wrapped up, but she saves it.
Nice aggressive play that time by Baxter and Malone, who did get tangled up. A brief opportunity, but Baxter ultimately secures the ball.
Baxter clears it out, and she boots this one way up. Sorry. Baxter, who's had kind of the weak leg, Josh. Got a lot of meat on that one. 17 minutes to go in the first half.
No doubt. Take nothing away from those, Stu. The sophomore from Pleasanton, California, has played a good game. She's kept DU off the board for a while there until Bridget Follin got that great shot. But she's definitely stepped up despite the weak goal kicks.
Nice clearance that time by Moran. And Wheeler really working, gets tangled up there. Almost had, who's that number four, Kimberly Wilhite, in a headlock, it seemed like, for the takedown.
Now with the play-by-play here on radio.dominican.edu is Michael Wells.
So we'll have a free kick here by the Argonauts. Wheeler's a little bit frustrated. She's been involved in two fouls now, Josh.
No doubt about it.
And here we go.
Frustration definitely plays a role when it goes deep into the game. Mike, hopefully it doesn't take her out of her game.
Elkins wins the ball just past half field. Now we're at about midfield. The basketball terminology is creeping up. Here come the Argonauts. We're going to get a foul this time on number four, Wilhite. And Brown will take the free kick.
No doubt about it. We are reminding you it is senior day here at Dominican University. Ellie Mendez, we are honoring her today. She was female athlete of the year last season, Mike.
Katie Brown sends a beauty into the box. Flicked on by Mendez over to Follin, who gets a shot on goal. Nice diving save that time by Baxter.
Go ahead, Mike. Baxter made a pretty great save on that. But Elena Mendez definitely showing a lot of good athleticism. Getting around, almost got the shot in, but taking nothing away from Baxter. She's playing on her A game today.
The boot out of the box is a beauty. Michelle Mason contests, and ultimately Brown clears the ball out. Here's Wheeler pressuring up top. Argonauts just trying to clear the ball in the center, just across midfield. Nice job that time by Brown to win the ball. We're going up the sideline to Wheeler. Here's Wheeler, has time to turn. Back to Brown on the 1-2. She'll send it into the box, and a nice clearance that time by the Argonauts. Over to Malone on the left side to Wheeler. Wheeler's holding off the defense, getting tangled it up. I think she held it just a moment too long there. Now Elkins in on a tackle, and the Argonauts come away with it. Looking to switch sides, being chased down by Elkins are the Argonauts. Nice pressure by the Penguins.
Shannon Elkins was relentless on that defense there, Mike.
Number two, Harvey, for the Argonauts, is complaining to the ref. I don't think there was a foul there, Josh. I think it was just good defense that time by Elkins.
It was great defense. She was very relentless, but she was very fair. Played great, clean defense, and you can't argue with that whatsoever.
Ball played up the sideline by Whitaker. We got Follin. She brings it back. A good opportunity that time, and Wheeler bumps in to Baxter, who makes a nice save. And I think we're going to get... No, I don't think we got offsides here. I think we were actually out of bounds just before that, and we're going to get a corner kick by Brown.
No doubt about it. Mary Wheeler showing a lot of aggressiveness, which has made her the top scorer here on our women's soccer team as a freshman, which is very impressive considering the host of players she is playing with on this great DU women's team.
14 left to play in this first half. 2-1 Argonauts. They scored on two set pieces. Here's Brown with a set piece of her own. Good opportunity, but it's deflected out by the Argonauts. Nobody out to Brown as it goes right back to her. She sends it back into the box. Far post. Nice diving save by Baxter to get on top of that one. And here come the Argonauts. She'll wait and give her Argonaut teammates an opportunity to push up here. Ball comes over to the near side. Here's Moran challenging up to Follin. Follin with a bad touch on the ball. We got number two, Harvey, in the middle with it. She loses the ball to Elkins again. Elkins and Harvey, quite a matchup going on in there in the center. Here's Wheeler, doesn't get a head on it, goes to Follin anyhow. Follin in the middle, couple steps outside the 18, over to Wheeler. Now Elkins loses it at about midfield, and here come the Argonauts, 3-on-2. With the counterattack, up to number seven is Beiser. Beiser takes a chance, back post. Nobody's there. Paulson chases after it, and we'll end up with a Penguin goal kick. Another scary opportunity that time, Johnson, by these Argonauts. They've been pushing up quite a bit.
No doubt. The DUs were caught a little bit out of position. Argonauts have been pushing the tempo as soon as they're able to get the ball over their half of the field. But Alicia Paulson is staying on her toes. She's trying to be on her P's and Q's. Those two first goals are really not reminiscent of the play, but, you know, you got to capitalize when you get those opportunities, Mike.
Ball comes up to Wheeler. She sends it over into the middle. Comes back to Elkins. Elkins with a nice move over to Mendez at midfield. Mendez with the switch. Tries to go to Katie Brown on the left side, streaking forward, but a little bit too much on that one, and it'll be an Argonaut throw-in with 12 minutes left, 2-1 in favor of the Argonauts. Number four, Will Height, will take this throw-in. An interesting wind-up, to say the least. It's flicked on by the Argonauts. Coleman's got it in the back. She'll send it out. Here's Follin. Nice header to Mendez in the middle. Doesn't have it. Ultimately, Pats gets the ball. Pats with the two beautiful set pieces earlier that the Argonauts scored on. This ball comes over near side to the right sideline, and it's out of bounds on the Argonauts. It'll be Penguin ball number eight. Whitaker for the Penguins will take the throw. Here's Moran. Plays the ball forward. Looking for Follin. Doesn't have it. Argonauts coming back up on the left side. Here's Whitaker again. She wins the ball. She's got it to Mendez. Mendez loses it in the center, and we have another counterattack. This time, two Argonauts on three Penguins. Slide tackle attempt by Elkins. Doesn't get it. Nice tackle by the combination of Brown and Mason to slow it down. They don't see number 13 here in the back. Nice opportunity as Paulson comes out of the goal and makes the save. She'll boot it up quickly. It's not a good one, a little bit of a shank job, and that's going to head out of bounds.
But a good job of her clearing it out there, Stu. It could have been a dangerous situation. Alisa Paulson had to come out of the box, but she's able to get the ball and get the kick out, which is all you need to do. Keep your team on the board defensively.
Nice aggressive play that time by Paulson. We got Follin coming up the left sideline. Nice move. She's headed into the 18. Takes a shot with the right leg. Back post, doesn't get it. just missed an opportunity, and from our angle, that looked pretty darn good, Josh.
No
pretty exciting play, and I stand by my statement earlier. I don't think two goals is winning this game. This has a high-scoring feel to it.
Oh, no doubt about it. And for a correction for our listeners out there who may be a little confused, I called you Stu a second ago, and you are not Stuart Horn, the great voice of the Penguins. You're Mike Wells. So this is Mike Wells and Josh Johnson right now. Stuart Horn is he's making people wash his limo. So we're in here making sure we get all the play-by-play and color commentary right here for you on radio.dominican.edu while Stu's chilling in the limo with the hors d'oeuvres and treats and such.
Goal kick sent it out. Mason sent it right back, and now we'll have Baxter. We'll give it a nice punt here as the Argonauts surge forward. Elkins in the middle, wins it off the face, not even quite the head, to Mendez. Mendez heads it to Malone. Malone under control now, over to Brown on the left side around midfield. Brown's going to send it forward up towards Mendez, doesn't win the ball. The Argonauts send it back to Elkins, who trips up a little bit. Here's number 21, Terche, in the middle, over to number 2, Harvey. Harvey plays it up to number 7, Beiser. Beiser over to Olsen. Olsen gets an opportunity up front to number 21. Number 21, Terche, who goes off the left post, just misses it.
Paulson came out to make the defense, Mike. She dived forward, missed. This ball was shot right into the post, bounced off, and the DUs get a present there.
Terche had a wide open net, missed it off the left post, and it looked like she stopped playing or else she surely would have had a goal and it would have been 3-1. Instead, it's still 2-1 Argonauts, 9 minutes left to play, and it'll be an Argonaut throw-in over on the right side of the field, about midfield. Here's Mason with the clearance. It stays in. Mendez challenging in the middle, goes up for a header. Right around midfield, there's Elkins. Elkins to Malone. Malone chases after it, gets to it. Sends it up to Follin, who traps it. Nifty move. Plays it up towards Wheeler. Baxter coming out, thinking about it. Instead, the clearance that time by Oakley. She'll send it out of bounds, and I think we'll end up with another Katie Brown throw-in. And we have a substitution. Mallory Englehart will head into the game for Alex Moran.
Mallory Englehart, another freshman here at DU, having a great season so far. We've seen a lot of freshmen get a lot of great PT here, Mike, and I mean, that's a lot to do with our great recruiting by our coaches and also the NCAA level of play. We're starting to recruit a little bit better. I won't say better, but possibly a different type of athlete to DU nowadays.
I agree. Brown's throwing was sent right back to her. She plays it into Malone. Malone chips it up top to Mendez. Here's Elkins just outside of the box. Decides to switch. Here come the Argonauts. Elkins has got the ball again. Up to Follin, traps it, one times it, over to Malone. Malone sends a little dribbler up top, and it's controlled by Baxter. Baxter's going to keep it on the ground and play with it in the box just a little bit. Here comes Wheeler for the token run after challenge. And Baxter to punt it away. It's a beauty, looking a little better than her goal kicks a little earlier on in the game. Mason wins that ball. Here's Elkins. Elkins loses it right around midfield. On Dominican side is Mason with the clearance. The Argonauts send it right back up. Mason happy to just clear it. Doesn't quite get out of bounds, and now she's on the run. She's chasing him down. Nice deflection by Coleman. Goes right over to Harvey, and the Argonauts put in their third goal with 7 minutes left in the first half. 3-1. The Penguins go back down 2 points. And we're struggling a bit here early on. As I said, Josh, high scoring feel to it, but we'd like to see some of these goals go our way.
No doubt about it. You got to tighten up on the defensive end of the field. You got to be able to play tighter. Your defenders got to be able to stay on their P's and Q's. They've gotten 3 goals, which I see are pretty much, I won't call them lucky shots, but they've been able to capitalize on the opportunities, and DU has to do the same on the other end of the field.
Dominicans definitely dominated the ball, but the Argonauts have taken advantage of their opportunities. Mendez gets it up just outside of the 18. Kind of a soft shot just to the side of the box, and Baxter has no problem with it, picks it up after the Follin chase, and she'll punt it away once again.
No doubt about it. Time of possession can be a little misleading when you look at the stats.
Rough play that time by 21 as Elkins went back for the header, kind of undercut her just a bit, and the Penguins will have a free kick. It's Brown setting it up. She's going to tee it off. She's had quite a few good balls.
And that was Alexis Terche, number 21, with a rough play.
Englehart tries to fling it on. Here's Whitaker challenging Whitaker. Nice step over move, keeps it in, and it just does go out of bounds, and it'll be an Argonaut throw-in. Here they come on the counterattack. Nice header into the middle. Mason with time. Over to Brown, who's happy to clear it. Here's Mendez and Wheeler fighting for it. Follin goes for it now. Cleared right back to Mason by the Argonauts. Mason, nice header to get it up to Mendez. Mendez one touches it over to Englehart. Ooh, and she's fouled from behind is the lone senior on the Penguins team, Mendez. And we'll have Katie Brown with another opportunity here to get a ball in the box on this free kick, Josh.
No doubt about it. Katie Brown, a sophomore here at DU, made a great impact last year as a freshman, continuing the same type of play as a sophomore here at Dominican.
Here's Brown over on the left side to Malone. Malone doesn't get it. Katie Brown's got it back with one on her tail. Over on the side to Whitaker. Whitaker wants to go sideline. Has Wheeler. Wheeler with a nice touch headed towards the corner. She'll try to bring it back. Nice step over move. Sends it into the box. She has Follin. And ultimately it's Malone with the header. But right there is Baxter, the goalkeeper for the Argonauts, to save it. And she'll punt it away once again. So another squandered opportunity that time by the Penguins.
And that's possibly the best goal kick we've seen from Baxter all day as well.
Here's Mason with the header over to Brown on the left side, just past midfield. 5 minutes remain here in this first half. Nice aggressive challenge that time by the Argonauts. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a Penguin throw-in. Katie Brown has it. Nice long toss over to Wheeler. Wheeler up the sideline, just past midfield. Goes out of bounds, and we'll see another Brown throw-in.
So, Mike, I mean, if you look at both of these teams, how they match up, it seems like it's kind of even when you look at the time of possession and the play that's going, but the Argonauts are definitely looking like, I guess, the more experienced team, you want to say, for capitalizing on those big opportunities.
Yeah, they definitely took advantage a little bit better of their opportunities. Here's Elkins at the top of the box, just gets under it with the right foot, and it goes up and over the top. Here's Baxter with the goal kick. As we've mentioned a few times, she's struggled here in this department, and Dominican's got a few counter opportunities off of it. Let's see how she does here. Over on the side is Kelly Mura warming up. Elkins wins it with the header up to Follin. Nice trap over to Mendez. Mendez wants to switch back to Follin. Follin misses it. Little scramble for the ball. Follin will play it over to the left side. Here comes Katie Brown. Nice ball into the box. Englehart's there at the back post, just misses it as she jumped into the air and tried to get it with the right foot. Argonauts over in their own corner. They'll be happy to just clear it here. Coleman heads it just at midfield. Nice aggressive challenge that time by the Argonauts. Malone heads it. Didn't see the Argonaut player standing right there. That's Coleman. Coleman up to number 22, Snyder. Snyder comes up the side. She's going to bring it back. Another opportunity for the Argonauts. Paulson came out a little bit too far, didn't end up with the ball, ultimately jumps on it, and the Penguins will punt it away.
It seems when the Argonauts have the ball, they're able to push it real quick, Stu, really up-tempo, and the DU Penguins are having trouble getting back. Alicia Paulson, once again, a nail-biter, being able to grab the ball and make sure that the score doesn't go in.
Paulson up to Follin. Follin can't handle it. The Argonauts bring it back. Here's Terche. Terche up the right side with a challenge from Brown. The linesman's shaking his flag. He doesn't like it. It'll be a foul on Katie Brown. And I assume that taking this free kick will be Samantha Patz, the sophomore midfielder who has played so well today and had a goal a little bit earlier on a set piece. Dominican has struggled in this department. She tees it up. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. 3-1 Argonauts. Here's Patz. Another beauty. Elkins looks like she's there. Accidentally flicks it on a little bit. Here's Englehart. Englehart will get it out, coming our way.
And it goes right to the USF ticket purchase booth here at DU.
We're going to have some substitutions here for the Argonauts. As soon as we see those numbers, we'll give you some names. Out of the game for the Argonauts, Colin and number 21, Terche. Both have played pretty well. 22, Snyder will take the throw-in. Just about 5 yards north of the 18 on our near side.
And number 18, Shannon Bryan, will come in also. She's another sophomore from Pleasanton, California.
Here's the throw-in to Olsen. Olsen tries to go to the end line to bring it back. Nice play by Englehart to clear it. Unfortunately, we will end up with another Argonaut corner kick. And anytime you have a corner, a set piece, you got to worry about this pass, Josh.
No doubt about it. That ball went way, way out there, and the lucky fan from Richmond gets that one.
Maybe the last opportunity of the half. It is 3-1 with about a minute 22 left. Terche chasing after it, and she'll tee it up. Last opportunity, possibly. And here it is, Terche. This one's a little short. Engelhardt clears it up, but it goes straight into the air. Paulson's fighting for it. We got headers all over the place. And we end up with a goal kick, a scramble in the box. Not good defense that time by the Penguins.
Not at all. We haven't seen a real great defensive, I guess, a great defensive stance by the Penguins just yet. The score is 3-1. The Argonauts are leading. We got about 45 seconds left here. They've had every opportunity to score on us. We've had some saves. We've had some nail biters. But DU's definitely going to have to step up a little more defensively.
The Penguins very indecisive in their own box. Here are the Argonauts. 35 seconds left to play. Just across midfield, here comes Pats. Pats plays one into the box. This time, Paulson will pick it up, and it's a little bit of a scare. She throws it out to Engelhardt. 24 seconds left in the half. Engelhardt up to Wheeler. Wheeler traps it. She's got 20 seconds. Goes up sideline. Here's Follin, and it's cleared by the Argonauts. Moran challenges as O'Shea has it in the middle. O'Shea over on the side to Olsen. Olsen brings it up the left side. She wants to play on to Byrne. Byrne headed up the side, just a few seconds left in the half. We might get a corner kick. Nope, and the Argonauts would have had a corner there, but they won't end up with it as time expires here in the first half. It's 3-1 Argonauts in a very exciting but unfortunate first half for the Penguins. High scoring, and the story, the tale of the tape here so far is the Argonauts capitalizing on their set pieces. Samantha Pats, the MVP of this first half.
No doubt about it. Great play on that, Mike. We saw a lot of, I guess we could say the possession seemed to be more on DU's side. We had the balls a whole lot more, but NDU able to capitalize and able to come up on the goals when needed. And that is what experience will teach you, is to capitalize on opportunities. And DU, we just missed a few opportunities. So we can climb back in this one. All we need to do is play smarter defense and be able to capitalize more often on the offensive side of the ball. But so far, it's been a very exciting game. Been a lot of great plays. Alicia Paulson, she's gotten a lot of action today. So, I mean, it's what more can you ask for?
Senior day here.
Game on senior day.
Yeah, senior day at Dominican University of California, Forest Meadows Theater.
The star of today's show is Eliana Mendez, the senior co-captain, playing in her last game ever at Dominican. John Delano has before called her, quote, the greatest women's player I've ever coached. She's a two-time CalPAC Player of the Year, the 2009 Dominican University Female Athlete of the Year, and somehow, Stu, she has time to balance nursing. She's an RA and the treasurer of the Penguins Student Athlete Advisory Committee. So Eliana Mendez in her last game wearing number 10 for the Penguins.
Yeah, and perhaps one of the future great women's soccer players, Devin Weber's alongside. She's been helping us with the call today here on radio.dominican.edu. This podcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coaches, Melba Beal, Stuart Horn, Michael Wells, Josh Johnson, your D broadcasters for PAC West Conference NC2A Soccer from Dominican University of California. We are at the halfway point of game number one. We have about 13 minutes to go. We're going to have Devin Weber here in a minute or so, Mike, and some more stuff brought to you about women's soccer, Delano style, right here on radio.dominican.edu. We are back in just a couple of minutes.